USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flights continue to be canceled and delayed. FlightAware saying 2,000 flights into, out of, and within the United States have been canceled or delayed. They say 800 flights have been canceled and more than 1,200 have been delayed. Winter weather and COVID-related staffing issues are disrupting air travel. The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show the time is cut from 10 days to 5 as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days.
And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An NFL legend passes away unexpectedly on Tuesday.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck, stuffed in a deboned turkey, with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Mr. Madden on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2002. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is telling jurors they should prepare to keep going possibly through New Year's weekend if they don't reach a verdict today. The jury sent a note yesterday saying they're making progress in the sex trafficking case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Obama is offering high praise for late Democratic leader Harry Reid. Obama on Tuesday tweeting a photo of a letter he wrote to the former Senate Majority Leader, which read in part, "I wouldn't have been president had it not been for your encouragement and support." Reid died Tuesday at the age of 82. One of Reid's former colleagues in the Senate, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, also remembers Reid on CNN.
Well, I'll tell you, he was a boxer, you know, a fighter in the ring when he was growing up. He had a caring heart, but he was a tough guy when he needed to be. And one out of every 10 Americans today have health insurance because of Obamacare and because Harry Reid, along with Nancy Pelosi, made it the law of the land. Think about that as a legacy, that you helped 10% of the people living in America have the peace of mind to know that they have affordable, quality health insurance.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.